Hi world, thank you for tuning in too. I pray this is not the last time. I'm Marquita here with a word of encouragement. The topic for today is wisdom. The word of God tells us that wisdom is greater than riches. How many of us want to be rich? How many of us have prayed and begged for riches or made the statement, if I was just rich? But I'm here to enlighten you just as the Lord has enlightened me. Without wisdom, nothing that we gain will last. Wisdom is defined as the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment, the quality of being wise. Wisdom is what gives that wealth that we have in our life, that we work so hard for, and the things that God have blessed and favored us with. That wisdom is what gives those things longevity. We're not just talking about finances. But finances is just a part of it. We're talking about longevity in our health, good health, and knowledge, our education, our finances, our spirituality, and in every aspect of our life. Without wisdom, trust me, once again, we will lose all that God has given to us and all that we've gained through blood, sweat, or tears, whichever way we have received it. We'll lose it without wisdom, without that full understanding, without knowledge. Without truly knowing how to fully utilize that thing. The word of God tells us in Proverbs 4:7, and all you're getting, get understanding. It doesn't matter how old or young you are. You will always need to get understanding in everything that you do. Get understanding. And the word of God backs it up. And what we need to stop doing, stop desiring more of things that you don't have a full understanding on how to fully utilize it. Until you look at the things that you desire, and I have to look at the things that I desire, just like levels. Master level 1, then go to level 2, master to number 2, and go to 3, and so on and so forth. Work your way up. And some levels you will master quicker than others, but without wisdom, it will perish. It will fall apart. And remember, without God, we can do nothing. Once again, in all you're getting, get understanding. And without wisdom, nothing that we have will last. Thank you for tuning in too. I pray this is not the last time. I pray something was said that can be a help to you or to someone you know. I would also like to say thank you to my subscribers. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being such a faithful subscriber of I Pray This Is Not The Last Time. And if you would like to be a subscriber of I Pray This Is Not The Last Time, be sure to select the subscribe button and enter whichever amount that God lays on your heart. Either way, the word will go on. Now, before you leave, please allow me to cover you in prayer. Gracious and eternal God, once again, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, life, and life more abundantly. Lord, we thank you for the longevity of all the things that you have given us, Lord God. We want to take back everything that the enemy has stole from us, Lord God. We want to take back everything that we have stolen from ourselves, because you have gifted us with greatness, but we have talked our own self out of it, Lord God. And we cancel that attack against ourselves, whether we're cursing ourselves with our words, and we cancel the attack of other people that are cursing our gifts with their words, Lord. And all our getting, Lord God, we will get understanding. We thank you for wisdom. We're claiming wisdom. We're pulling it down, wisdom over ourselves, our children, our parents, our cousins, our aunties, our uncles, our friends, Lord God, and everyone connected to us in every way. We just love you today. And Lord, as we understand better, we want to do better. And we just thank you for the longevity, the blessings and favor that you have for us. These things are going to outlive us. Wealth, health, our finances, Lord God, spirituality, wisdom, and all those areas are going to outlive us, because they're going to trickle down to the next seed and the seed and so on and so forth, Father God. We're not just going to let the people of the world be the only one leaving their seeds and their seeds, wealth and wisdom, but we're going to do it and do it a million times better in Jesus' name. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise, both now and forevermore, in Jesus' name. Amen.